Thank you very much for coming. A very big welcome to Sam. Yashar Koach for joining us. And we dedicate our learning in memory of Meira Chaya, Nechama Bracha, Lea Shalom, Bastav and Mordechai. May her neshama have an aliyah. And may our learning also be a schus for Refuah Shalema for our dear friend, Tzvi Aryeh ben Miriam Tauba. Okay, we are in the middle here of a Shas topic, a topic that really spans all of Shas, and that's the discussion of when a Braiso or a Mishnah uses the word Hakol, what is it coming to include? Or if it says everybody's obligated, Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim, what's that coming to include? Of course, Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim are obligated, they're Jews. So why did the Braiso have to say all are obligated, even Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim? So let's start again on Gimel Amud Beis to get back into the flow of it, the beginning of the wide lines. Hakol chayavim b'tkiyas shofar. The Braisa says everybody's obligated in blowing shofar. Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim. Shita, of course. Of course they are obligated. Everybody's obligated. Why does the Braisa have to say Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim are obligated to your shofar? Answers the Gemara, Kohanim, it's tzvichale. The Chiddush and what was necessary, the novel point, is to teach me that even Kohanim are obligated. Salkadat, the Chamina would have thought to say, Holuk Siv, since the Pasuk says, Yom Trua Yelochem. The show, Rosh Hashanah, is a day of Trua for you. So then I would say, Mandalesi Lebetkid Lechad Yom Achayv. Who's obligated in shofar? The people who will have shofar once a year. But Kohanim, Hol Visni Betkid Kule Shasa. Kohanim have shofar the whole year. You have to blow the trumpets when you offer the karbanos. So they're offering karbanos. They're blowing trumpets all the time. Maybe they don't have Rosh Hashanah. That's why I needed the Brice to say, Kohanim also have Rosh Hashanah. So I said, why would I even think that? Me dummy, is it comparable? The Torah says to blow trumpets with the karbanos. Shofar. Here, Rosh Hashanah is a day of blowing shofar. So Gemara says, no, Itzrich, I'll tell you why I needed it. Sakadai Dachminu thought to say, oh, it's not, since we lived in the mission Rosh Hashanah, Shava Yovel Rosh Hashanah L'tkilu Brachos. The same way we blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah, we blow shofar in Yom Kippur of Yovel. The same way we dive in Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros in Rosh Hashanah, we have Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros on the Yom Kippur of Yovel. That the sounds of the shofar are similar, and they are sounded twice on Yom Kippur of Yovel and on Rosh Hashanah. So that makes a hekesh, that makes a linkage between Yom Kippur of Yovel and Rosh Hashanah. So then I would have thought like this. The Yisra Mitzvahs Yovel, those who have the Mitzvah of Yovel, Yisra Mitzvahs Rosh Hashanah, they're the ones who have the Mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah. The less of the Mitzvahs Yovel, those who don't have the Mitzvah of Yovel, less of the Mitzvahs Rosh Hashanah, they don't have the Mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah. Vani Kohanim and Kohanim Hov, less of the Mitzvah of the Yovel. As we're going to learn later in this Masechta, Kohanim don't have all the Mitzvahs of Yovel. That's not because we're going to learn in a Mishnah. Kohanim Levim Ochim Yolam. A regular Jew can't sell his field during Yovel, but a Kohen can sell his field during Yovel. A Levi can sell his field during Yovel. Another difference, now starting today's daf, the Goalim Liolam. If a Jew sells his field, he can't redeem it right away. He has to wait 2 years till he can buy it back. But a Kohen can buy his field right away. So it doesn't have the regular laws of Yovel. So maybe since he doesn't have the regular laws of Yovel, he also shouldn't have the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah, because the sounds of Rosh Hashanah are linked to the sounds of Yovel. Kamashma, that's what the Braisa was teaching us. Nehi the less new bashmatas karka. Okay, maybe they don't have the regular laws of how to treat land of during Yovel with Yovel. But bashmatas ksafin that come Yovel, that they have to forgive loans. Ubishiluach avadim that come Yovel, the Kohanim have to send their avadim ivriim back to their families. Mia isnu, they are included in that. So the shofar of Yovel impacts Kohanim. Once the shofar of Yovel impacts Kohanim, Kohanim have the shofar of Yovel, therefore they can also have the shofar of Rosh Hashanah. That's what the Braisa had to teach me, that Kohanim are obligated in the shofar of Rosh Hashanah. All right. We are on Dalet Amud Aleph at the fourth line, at the two dots. Another Braisa. Hakol Chayavim, the Mikra Megillah. The Braisa says everybody's obligated in the reading of Megillah, Kohanim Levim, and Yisraelim. The Gemara says, Pshita, of course. There's a mitzvah that the rabbis made to read Megillah on Purim. It applies to all the Jews. Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim are Jews. Why would the Braisa have to tell me Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim are obligated to hear Megillah. Answer the Gemara, Lo Tzricha. The reason why I needed it is for the following idea. Libatel avodasam. If a Kohen's busy doing the service, he's catching the blood, or he's walking the blood to the Mizbeach, or he's throwing the blood, and now there's an announcement. Okay, this is the time for reading the Megillah. This is when we have the big crowd to hear the Megillah. He stops his avoda. He leaves the Beis HaMikdash in order to read the Megillah. Bifarhesia and the big crowd, and to have the Pirsume Nisa. Kid Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel, like the famous lesson of Yudah Mar Shmuel in Megillah, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. I'm Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel. Rav Yudah said the name of Shmuel. Kohanim Bavodasam, even Kohanim who are busy with their service. Leviim Biduchanam, Leviim standing on the platform singing the Shir Shel Yom to accompany the Karban Tamid. Yisrael B'Ma'amadam, and the regular Yisraelim. There was an institution of the Ma'amados, groups of Yisraelim who would spend a week in Yerushalayim, fasting and reading about Bereishis and standing in the Beis HaMikdash to represent the Jewish people for the Karbanos Tzibur. We know that a Karban needs its owner. So Karban Tamid is a Karban brought by the Jewish nation. So where is the nation standing over the Karban when it's being brought? These were the Ma'amados. These were the special shifts of people who used to come to be in the Beis HaMikdash to represent the nation for the Baalim, as the owners of the Karban. So Yisrael Ma'amadim, when the Yisraelim are busy in the Beis HaMikdash doing their maimed over the Karban, if it's Purim, they stop their work, and they have to come hear the reading of Megillah. All right, next topic. The Braisa says, Hakol Chayavim Bezimun. Everyone's obligated in the Zimun type of Birkas HaMazon. That is to join together three, and say Rabbi Sina Vareich, and etc. And that applies to Kohanim, Leviim, and Yisraelim. So again, the question on the Braisa is, Pshita, of course, if there's a mitzvah of Zimun, it's going to apply to Jews. Kohanim are Jews, Leviim are Jews. Why do you have to say it applies to Kohanim, Leviim, and Yisraelim? Lo Tzvicha, the answer is the Kachli Kachim. We're talking about where the Kohanim ate meat of a Karban, and me, the Yisrael, did not eat the meat of the Karban. So maybe that's not a Zimun. How can we combine? Right? Combining means that we all ate the same thing, or we could have eaten the same thing. I could have eaten from his plate, but I can't eat from his plate if he's eating a Karban and I'm a Yisrael who can't eat Karbanos. So Hakadai the Chavina would have thought to say, or we'll see another explanation. Since the verse says about Karbanos, V'achlu osam, they're going to eat them, asher kuper bahem. And through the eating, there'll be an atonement, Amar Rachmana, Hashem said that, Kaparahi. So then the eating of a Karban is not called eating. It's called kapara. The Kohanim are creating kapara. So maybe creating kapara is not the same thing as another person next to him who's eating. Maybe they can't combine. Kamash, that's the chiddush, since it says, Hashem said, you'll eat and you'll be full. Amar Achmana. So since once you're full, you should be giving a blessing. Here, the Kohanim are full. They're full, okay, with Karbanos, and they're eating created kapara, but they were full. Since they were full, they're obligated in Birkas HaMazon and in Zimun. And the Braisa says, Hakol Mitzdar from the Zimun. Everybody combines to Zimun. Kohanim, Leviim, and Yisraelim combined. Pshita, of course, would we expect not? Answers, Lo Tzricha, the case is the Kachli Kohanim Truma. The Kohen ate Truma, and I ate Chulin. O Kachim, or the Karban, the Kohen ate a Karban, the Zar Kachol Chulin, and the Zar, the non-Kohen, ate Chulin. Since if I would have wanted to eat from his food, his chumah, or his karban, lo matzi yachel, I can't eat it. Same lo litzdarif. Maybe I can't combine with him because it's not considered a one act of eating. Shachalnu mishalo, that we ate from his, because I can't eat what he's eating. He's a kohen who can eat chumah. He's a kohen who can eat karbanos, so I can't. So therefore, kamash malon, that's the chiddush. Nehi dezar ba'ade kohen lo matzi yachel, chum. A zar cannot eat together with the Kohen, but Kohen Bahadeh Zar Matzi Achil, but the Kohen can eat together with the Zar. So since the Kohen can eat together with the Zar, therefore it is, right, he can eat from my plate, so therefore his eating is combined with my eating, therefore we can have a Zimun together.
But Zimun is bread involved.
He had bread.
Only eating meat here.
No, he could have bread. First of all, the nachos could be bread. And he could also have bread together with his meat.
So,
he can have bread with his meat.
So there was bread involved too here.
Absolutely.
All right.
Now the Braisa continues, getting back to Armasechta. Armasechta deals with the topic of Arachin. Arachin is a type of vow. If a person says, I'm going to give this is the end of Parshas Bechukosai. A person says, I'm going to give the Erech of Yehuda to the Beit HaMikdash. So there is a set list of prices. How old is Yehuda? Based on his age, that's the amount of money that has to go to the Beit HaMikdash. So the Mishnah says, the Braisa says, Hakol Marichin, everybody can create an Arach vow. Kohanim make it, Leviyah make it, and Yisraelah make it. So if a Kohen says, I'm giving the Erech of Yehuda, we have to figure out how old Yehuda is. And based on the age, that's the set amount of shekels that have to be given to the Beis HaMikdash. We don't figure out the slave value of Yehuda. That would be if someone would say the damim of Yehuda are on me, the worth of Yehuda. He said Erech has its special meaning. So, Hakol Ma'arichet, everybody can create the Erech vow. Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim. Pshita, that's obvious, right? Of course. Why wouldn't we think the Kohanim can do it? Amar Rabba again, Rabba said, Lo Nitzricha, the reason why we needed this Braisa is for Ben Bukhri. Ben Bukhri was a Tana. And he holds, as we're about to see, that Kohanim are not obligated in the mitzvah of Machatzis HaShekel. Kohanim don't have to give a half shekel. So we're going to see that he's going to say, since Kohanim don't have to give a half shekel, maybe Kohanim also don't have to do Erechin, because in regards to Erechin, the Torah talks about Shkalim. So I might think that there's a linkage between Erechin and Shkalim. So if they don't have to do half shekel, they don't have to do Erechin. That's what we need the Braisa to say, that no, when they make an Erech vow, it does take effect.
So when it comes to donations, Kohanims are not high corn?
For the half shekel that had to be given every year by every Jewish male, they didn't have to do it.
Including Kohanim.
Kohanim did not have to do it, according to Ben Bukhri. The Tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah. We see there's an argument here. Amr Rabbi Yehuda said, Hey, Ben Bukhri be Yavne. Ben Bukhri testified in Yavne. Kol Kohen Sheshokel. He said like this. If a Kohen chooses to give a half shekel, Eino Chote. He's not sinning. In other words, he's allowed to do it. We'll see in a second why he's not sinning. Amr Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, Lo Kain, that's not the case. Elo Kol Kohen Sheino Shokel. Any Kohen who doesn't give a half shekel, Chote is sinning. So Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai says Kohanim have to give half shekels. If they don't, they're sinning. They have to give half shekels according to Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Where did this idea come from that they shouldn't? So Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said Elisha Kohanim Dorshin Mikra Zela Atman. Kohanim are interpreting a pasuk for their own self-interest. The pasuk says V'chol Minchas Kohen. Any mincha given by a Kohen, Kalil Tiyeh, in its entirety it gets offered to Hashem. Lo Teyachal, it can't be eaten. So we know that if a regular Jew gives a mincha, part of it goes into the fire, part of it gets eaten by the Kohanim. But if a Kohen buys a mincha and he gives a mincha, the whole thing gets burnt. So therefore the Kohanim say like this, Hoel v'omer shtei lechem v'lechem apanim shelanu heim. We know that the half shekels are used to buy the communal karbanos. Communal karbanos means karbanos tamid as well as karbanos musaf. And it means the omer, the mincha of barley that's brought on Pesach to permit the new grain, and the two loaves of wheat flour that are brought on Shavuos to permit the new grain in the Beis HaMikdash, and the day and the weekly offering of Lechem HaPanim, which is matzos that are eaten on Shabbos, and it's replaced every Thursday, right? It's baked every Thursday. So all of these are menachos. So this is like this. If we're giving half shekels, part of the owner of these communal menachos is a Kohen, because the Kohen gave shekels. So then how could they be eaten? They should be burned. The menachos of Kohanim are supposed to be burned. Heyachem ne'achal, how could they be eaten? So that's where the Kohanim thought that they were exempt from giving half shekels, where Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai says it's all a mistake, they should be giving half shekels. Okay, so again, what do we have in the Mishnah? The Mishnah has an argument. Ben Bukhri says Kohanim don't have to give half shekels. If they give half shekels, they're not sinning. But Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai says, no, they are obligated to give half shekels. We want to talk about Ben Bukhri. One second, the Gemara now asks for. Now the Gemara is going to ask about the Braisa before we get to how it deals with Erechin. Ben Bukhri Nami, now according to Ben Bukhri, Kevin del Chatkila lo mechayvi la asuye. Since Kohanim are not obligated to give, right? So Kimaisi Nami Chotayu. So when they do bring, they should be sinners. The Kamail Chul Nazar. Because think about it. Everybody gives a half shekel. By giving a half shekel that we are obligated to give, these shekels become holy. Now holy money is being used to purchase karbanos. But the Kohen who doesn't have to give the half shekel, he chooses to give a half shekel, his money doesn't become holy. So now you have non-holy money buying an animal. So the non-holy money that buys the animal, that share of the animal is not holy. Yeah. So now that animal that comes into the Beit HaMikdash is partially chulin. It's partially the non-holy coming into the Beit HaMikdash. You're not allowed to bring that which isn't holy into the Beit HaMikdash. How can you say that if a non-Kohen gives, if a Kohen gives a half shekel, he doesn't have to do it, But he doesn't sin. He does sin. He's causing chulin to be offered in Beit HaMikdash. So the answer is no. Even though he doesn't have to give to Maisi Lehu when he brings his half shekel, he says, before I give the money to the Beit HaMikdash, this money belongs to the Jewish nation. Once he says that the money belongs to the Jewish nation, then it fully becomes the Jewish nation's, and then it becomes holy. And that's what we find also. Ketanim, minors also, they can give the money to the community. When they give the money fully to the community, then it can become holy. So now, we've resolved the question, right? That, as Rashi says, therefore, according to Ben Buchri, the patul kohanim mishkalim. He exempts kohanim from giving the half shekel. He says if a kohen wants to, he can do it in the following way. He can say, I'm giving the money fully to the nation, and then it can go over to the Beit HaMikdash. So according to him, I would have thought like this. I would have thought to say, since it says in regards to Erechim, and every Erech thou should be paid out b'shekel HaKodesh, with holy shekels. So what does the pasuk do? It links Erech to shekel. So I would say, kol diisei b'shkalim, those who are obligated in shkalim, isei b'arachim, they have the laws of Erech vows. Hani kohanim, but these kohanim, ho v'lesnu b'shkalim, since they don't have the laws of shkalim, lesnu b'arachim, they also don't have the laws of Erech vows. Come, Ashmalan. That's why we needed the Braisa to say that kohanim do have the laws of Erech vows, even according to Ben Buchri.
Didn't they, in Sinai, everybody paid half a shekel, that but was percentage?
Not the Kohanim.
Not including the Kohanim.
No, the Levium were not part of that.
Oh, Kohanim didn't pay in Sinai, Rabbi?
No.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No. Uh-huh. Amalei Abaye. Now Abaye said to them, 1 second, but this verse, V'chol erkecha yiyah b'shekel HaKodesh, that's for something else. Hi, v'chol erkecha is not to say that there's a linkage between arachim and half shekels. Hi, v'chol erkecha, this v'chol erkecha is for something else. L'chol arachim, any erech, sh'atamarech, lo yipchusim yiselahu, hu de'asa. So we're going to learn again on this daf that erech is a certain set value, right? A man says, I'm giving the erech of Yehuda. Yehuda is 25 years old, that means he has to give 50 shekel to Beis HaMikdash. Let's say the man doesn't have 50 shekel to give. The Torah says, if he doesn't have the 50 shekel, he has to be assessed, how much can he afford? And he has to give whatever he can afford. He can't give 50 shekel, what can he afford? He gives what he can afford. So now we have a law that when you're assessing someone who's not masig yado, whose hand doesn't reach the amount that were said in the Torah, he has to give at least a shekel. He can't give less than a sela. Whenever he made an erech, he has to give at least a sela. That's this law. So it's not to tell me that the erechin are compared to half shekels. It's a new law. Elamar Abaye. So now we're back to the question. What do we need the Braisa to tell me? The Kohanim are obligated in erechin. Of course they are. Elamar Abaye. Abaye said, I'll tell you what we needed the Braisa. Sakadai the Chaminu to say. Oh, look, since the Torah says, Uf du yavim ben chodesh tifteh. And when you redeem a boy once he's a month old, a bechor once he's a month old, the erechecha and his value. So since I mentioned the word erech in there, I would say like this, called Isa b'pidyon ben, those who are obligated to redeem their sons, Isa b'erachin, they are also included in the section of Torah of the erech vows. Hani kohanim but kohanim, holu v'lisnu b'pidyon ben, since they don't have the mitzvah of redeeming sons, lesnu b'arachin, they also don't have the value, they don't have the laws of erech vows, kamashman, that's what we needed to braisa. Amalei Rava, so Rava said, is that really so? Is it whenever the Torah used the word erech value, you're going to compare it to the laws of erech vows? Elameata, in regards to El Asham, we know that sometimes you have to bring a ram as an Asham. Let's say a man was watching my property and I demanded it back and he said, I never had it. And he swears. And then a month later he says, I'm sorry, I did a terrible sin. I swore falsely. I really have your property. So what's the law? He has to give back the property plus another fifth and he has to bring an El Asham. He has to bring a carbon Asham called Asham. Right, an asham, and that asham has to be a ram. Now the chassid, it says there, v'es ashamo yavi l'ashem, he'll bring his asham carbon to Hashem, ayil tamim, a whole ram, minatzon from the sheep, and what word does the Torah say? Be'erkecha, in value. So we're going to say that there's some type of linkage to arachin and ashamos. Hachanami, we're going to say there too, called yisei be'arachin, those who have the concept of making erech vows, yisei be'el asham, they're the ones who have the karban el asham, but if they don't have the ability to make erech vows, then they don't have, or they're not included in Erech vows, laws, they're not included in El Asham, but it's not true. Tumtum v'androgynous. Let's say a man says, I'm giving the Erech value of a Tumtum. I'm giving the Erech value of an androgynous. Lesnu ba'arachin. That doesn't happen because the Torah in Arachin talks about male and female. And it doesn't talk about those who are both. But if you say, lesnu be'al Asham, if there's a Tumtum who's a shomer and he swears falsely, he's not going to have to bring a Karban Asham. Of course he has to bring a Karban Asham. So again, we're back to the question on the Brisa. Why does the Brisa have to say the Kohanim are included in Arachin? Therefore, Rava said, "Vitim Rav Ashi." I'll just say it was Rav Ashi. He said, "Itzrich, I need the brisa for the following." I would have thought to say, "Oh, luksev emidolif neakohen," since the Torah says, "And he will stand him up in front of the kohen." Let's say a poor person gives his own erech, and he can't afford to pay his value. In this case of eno masig yado, the Torah says he has to be stood up in front of the kohen. The kohen has to assess him. So it sounds he will be stood up before the Kohen. I might have thought the low Kohen lifnei Kohen, but a Kohen is not stood up in front of a Kohen, and maybe there is no Erechin with Kohanim. Kamash Malan, that's why I needed the Brisa to teach me that there is a law of Erechin in regards to Kohanim. Okay. So
there is no Priyat Ben for Kohen and Levis?
That's right. That's right. Okay, then the Mishnah said, Hakol Ma'arichin, all can create the Erech vow, Hakol Ne'arichin, all could be the subject of the Erech vow. So what is Hakol Ne'arichin to include? Said the Gemara, La'asuye, to include Menuvel Mukashchin. Let's say a person says about a man who has a very foul odor, or a man who is, you know, terribly afflicted with boils, that he's going to give the Erech of that man. So whatever that man's age is, we figure out the Erech value, and that's what he has to give to Beis HaMikdash. And we said, we would have thought that since there's no damim, there's no, you know, slave value in such a person, there also wouldn't be an Erech value. And that's the Chiddush, that there is an Erech value, because Erech value is only set by age, not by anything else. Minani mili, how do we know this? That a menuva and mukashchin are also included in the arachin value. Tanur Rabbanan learned in a brisa. The pasuk says, "Ish kiyafi neder be'erkecha," a man who will express a vow with erech. Be'erkecha nefashos la'Hashem. It says be'erkecha lahavi erech sasa. That means that even if he just says, "I'm giving the erech," without specifying, it also there is an obligation, even though he didn't specify. He also has an obligation. Davar Ach, another explanation. Why does it say Be'erkecha? Erech kulo hu no saint. If he gives the Erech of his entirety, so then he gives something. Lo Erech Evarim. But there's no such thing as an Erech of only a single limb. Yachol Shani Motzi Af Davar Shana Shama Tuyabo. Let's see, he says, I'm giving the Erech of Yaakov's heart, or the Erech of Yaakov's brain. So is that also not included in Erechin? No. But since Yaakov's heart and Yaakov's brain is necessary for Yaakov's life, that's as if he's saying, I'm giving the Erech of Yaakov's life, and then he has to give the Erech. Talmudom, actually it says, Nefasho, souls, to include when he is dedicating Ever Shanashama to Yabo. All right, continues this Bryce. The Pasuk says, Nefashos, if you give the Erech of souls, Velo Meis, but not the Erech of somebody who's already dead. So if he says, I'm giving the Erech of Yehuda who passed away, there's no value at all. Otzias Ameis, Velo Otzias Agosis. Maybe I'm only excluding someone who's dead. What about someone who is in the last throes of life? That's the pasuk says, "Veheemido, he will stand him up, veheerich, and he will assess him." Kol sheyeshnu ba'amada, anyone who you could stand up in front of a kohen, yeshnu ba'aracha, can be assessed. Kol sheinu ba'amada, but those who can't stand, like a goses, inu ba'aracha, also doesn't have the erichin. Davar acher, another explanation. The verse says, "Nifashos," that's to say, I would have thought that erechin means, you know, one person giving the erech of one person. Echad sherech meil. Let's say a person says, I want to give the erech of 100 different people. Minayin, how do we know that that also takes effect? Tamalom nefashos. That's why the verse said nefashos, souls. Another explanation, says the Brisa. Davarach, another explanation. Nefashos, it says souls. That's to teach me that I would have said, if it just would have said, ishkiyafli neder be'erkecha nefesh, Ainli Ela Ish Sheherich Bein Ish Bein Isha. I would think only a man who is giving the Erech of an Ish or of an Isha. Isha Sheherich Ish. If a woman is giving the Erech of an Ish Or Isha, Shericha Isha, if a woman's giving the Erech of another woman. Minayin, how do we know that that also creates an Erech obligation? Tamalom, that's what it says. Again, Berakecha Nefashos, so the value of souls. Another explanation from the word Nefashos. Nefashos. That's why we quoted this price as L'rabos Menuvelim Ukashchin, to include an Erech for a person who is very disgusting, very, very foul smelling, very dirty, or someone who is plagued with a shchin, with boils. Sheyachal, I would have thought to say, since the pasuk says neder be'erkecha, a neder with erech, so that links a regular neder, where a person says, I'm giving the damim, I'm giving the slave value money, to erechen vows. So kol sheyesh no bedamim, those people who have a value in the slave market, yesh no ba'arachim, they would have the laws of erech values. Kol she'eno bedamim, but those who don't have a slave market value, eino ba'arachim, wouldn't have any erech values. So in a slave market, if somebody is being sold and he is filled with boils, no one wants to buy him. So since he has no slave value, he wouldn't have any Erech value. Tamalom, that's what the pasuk says about Erechin. Nefashos, Be'erkecha Nefashos, souls. Lots of souls are included, even Menuvel and Mukashchin are included. So it continues the Braisa. The pasuk says, in regards to Erechin, V'haya Erechecha, and it'll be your Erech value. L'rabos tumtum v'androgynus l'damim. To say that if you want to give the slave value of a tumtum, or the slave value of an androgynus, there is such a value that you could give. Because I would have thought to say to Jarsh in the other way, Sheyachol neder be'erkecha, since the pasuk says neder, and next to it says erkecha, I would have linked the neder of damim, the neder of slave value, to the neder of erech value. I would have said, kol sheyeshno ba'arachin, those who have erech values, yeshno b'damim, they could have slave values, but tumtum v'nadrogness, as we've seen before, don't have erech values because it's not zachar and they're not nekeva. Kol she'eno ba'arach, and those who don't have erech values, eino b'damim, wouldn't have slave values. Tamlam, that's why we have the added words, v'haya. 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 Now, how do we know that v'haya erkecha? Now, how do we know that tumtum and androgynous don't have erech values? Since it says erkecha zachar, the erech of the male, that's saying zachar. There's an erech for a male, velo tumtum and androgynous. There's no erech value for a tumtum and androgynous. Yachalo yuhu be'erech ish, av yuhu be'erech isha. So you might say, maybe they don't have the erech that men have. Because remember, a man from the age of 20 to 60, his erech value is 50 shekel, a woman's erech value is 30 shekel. So maybe the tumtum and androgynous, they're not hazachar, so they don't have the erech of 50 shekel, they have the erech of 30 shekel. Tavlom, that's what the verse says, vaya erkecha zachar, then it goes on to say, v'im nekevahi, that's to say, zachar vadai, an absolute zachar, a certain zachar has erech values, nekevah vadais, an absolute nekevah has erech values, but lo tumtum and androgynous doesn't have any erech values. So that completes this braisa. Again, we wanted to, the reason why we quoted the Braisa is for one line in the Braisa, namely, how do we know that a Mukashchin and a Menuvel have Erech values? And that was from the Pasuk of, that was from the Pasuk Nefashos. Okay, Amar Mar, so let's go back now to the Braisa. We just learned in the Braisa that the word Be'erkecha is L'rabos Erech Stam. And if a person just says, Erech, Harei olai erech, on me there is an erech obligation, without specifying my erech or Yehuda's erech, he also has to pay. So my erech stam, what is this obligation of erech which is not specified? The Tanya Lundin of Raisa. Ha'omer erech stam olai. Someone says, an erech is on me. So nosin kapachosheb erech. So now he has to give the smallest amount of arachin. And what is that smallest amount? Even less. Kama pachos shebarachin shlosha shkalim, three shkalim, because that's the amount of the erech of a woman, a female, from the age of 30 days till 5. From the age of 30 days till 5 years old, her erech is 3 shekel. He just said, an erech is on me, so we say it's the minimum. It is 3 shekel. So I say, 1 second, why do you say it's the minimum? Say it's the maximum. Vema chamishim shekel, say it's 50 shekel. That's the erech of a man from the age of 20 to 60. So we have a rule, tafasta merubah lo tafasta. If you try to take too much, you might end up with nothing. Tafasta mu'at, if you take less, tafasta, you'll end up with something. Ve'ema, why don't you say it is a shekel? Because the pasuk says if a man is too poor to pay the full value, as we just said, the verse says v'chol erek chayiyah b'shekel hakodesh, then at the very least he should pay a shekel because he can't pay the full value. So the Gemara says, no, ahu b'esek yadu d'chsev. That pasuk is talking about someone who can't pay the full value. He's too poor. But if somebody's not too poor, then the smallest amount is 3 shekel. Vela, so 1 second. Since you could say it's so small, k'ral emeli, so why do I need a pasuk to say b'erekecha, to include erech stam? It's logic. Am Rav Nachman, am Rav Baravua, Rav Nachman, he answered the name of Rav Baravua. Lomar to tell you, she'eino nidon behesed yad, even if he's not so rich and he can't afford 3 shekel, if he said, I'm giving an erech, he has to give the 3 shekel. We don't say, oh, well, he can't afford it, so let him just give 1 shekel. No, no, no. He has to give 3 shekel. My taima, why is that so? That's what this pasuk is saying. Because kimefarish dummy, by saying, hare olai erech, he's saying, on me there is an obligation of the minimum erech. The minimum erech is 3 shekel. So it's as if he's saying, on me there's an obligation of 3 shekel. Okay. Ika da ami, there are those who say it the other way. Amram Nachman, Amar Avua. Rav Nachman said, Rav Avua, the word be'erkecha, which teaches you that erech stam, also takes effect. It's nidol be'esek yad. We treat him, if he can't afford, with the normal way of those who can't afford. But if he doesn't have money, we say, okay, so give what you can give, which is 1 shekel, at the very least, give 1 shekel. Shita, of course, why wouldn't we do that? So now the team would have thought to say what we just said. It's since he said erech, it's as if he's saying explicitly the minimum erech, it's as if he's saying, I'm picking a vow to give 3 shekel, and then he can't give less. Kamashma, that finishes it. No, since he didn't say I'm giving 3 shekel, he said I'm giving an erech, he's in the regular laws of Arachin, and the laws of Arachin, if he can't afford the number, then he gives less, and he can even give up to, at the minimum, he can give 1 shekel. All right, now the next part of the Braisa. The Braisa said another lesson. Be'erkecha, since the Torah says the word be'erkecha, that means erech kulahu nosein. And erech takes effect when he says, I'm giving the entirety, the erech of a whole person. Eino nosein erech me'evarim. There's no such thing as an erech for only a single limb or two. Va'afikti le'erech stam, but I thought you needed the word be'erkecha to teach me that when a guy says, I'm giving an erech, it takes effect and he has to give 3 shekel. Answer is, Kri Bei could have just said Erech. Why did it say Be'erkecha? It's to teach me this lesson as well. Yachol Shani Moti Davar Shanasham at Kliyabok. Going back to the Braisa, maybe when I exclude a limb, I'm also excluding a man who vows to give the Erech of the head or the Erech of the heart, those limbs that really are the whole life. That's what the pasuk says, Nefashos. Nefashos to include those things that are the limbs. Then the Braisa goes on to say, Nifashos, you can give the Erech of souls, below a Sameis, but there is no Erech for someone who's already dead. Vafikte, but you've already used it for something else, for the Ever Shanashama Tluyabo, that when you give the Erech of a limb that has the life in it, it takes effect. Answer the Gemara, Kribe Nefesh, Nifashos. The Pasuk could have said Nefesh, and the fact that it chose to say Nifashos is to teach me this added lesson. Going on to the Braisa, the Braisa says, Otzias Hameis, well, Otzias Hagoseis, maybe I would have only excluded a dead body from Erechin, not someone who's dying. Tamlom, that's what the Pasuk says, Ve'amido Ve'arich, whoever could be stood up has Erechin, a Goseis who can't be stood up doesn't have Erechin. If so, Meis Nami Tebeklim Ve'amid Ve'arich. So the dead body you don't need from Nifashos, from souls, you could exclude the dead from Ve'amid Ve'arich. Hachanami, you're right. So what are we learning from Nefesh Nefashos? Come on, for the other things that we are about to say in the Braisa. Then the Braisa is another lesson. Nefashos. I would think if one person gives the erech of one person. I don't know if a person says, I'm giving the erech of 100 people, and I don't know if it takes effect. I'm alone Nefashos, as it says. Souls. Davar Acher, another explanation, Nefashos, said the Braisa, in the Ela Ish, Erech Ben Isha, maybe a man who gives a vow.
Isha she'aricha ish. If a woman says the erich of an ish, isha she'aricha ish, a woman who says I'm giving the erich of another woman, we know that also takes effect. Hamalom, that's what it says, nefashos. Davarach, third explanation, nefashos. Lavi menuvam lukashchin. That even if a person has no damim value, because he's disgusting, he has an erich value. V'afik to lahanach. We've already used nefashos for the other two lessons. Ask the Gemara, hanach lo tzricha kra. We don't need separate psukim for each one. My time or why? Shakulhu, and each one is equally compelling. Via vohu kulam, we can derive them all from the same pasuk. And ki yitzrich kra, where is the pasuk really needed? Is lemenuval umuka shchin. We need the pasuk to include a menuval and muka shchin, that he also has an erech, even though he doesn't have a slave value. Stop here.